NFL fans, there's a new way to watch your favorite teams.
Feliz Navidad.
What a day for some football, baby.
On December the 25th at 5 p.m. GMT, the Christmas games will stream live on Netflix.
And it's good!
Your Christmas day will be complete with the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens versus Houston Texans live on Netflix. You won't want to miss it.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So then Dorit is basically like, yeah, like, you don't treat friends the way that she has treated me.
Oh, you guys need to just keep giving a go, boy, the boy. Waste not, want not. Two hands in the bush, boy, bushes. And God, my bush is like a python, tick-ticking like a time bomb. Advice, advice, advice. Build a house before you sell a house. You know, I'm really out of sayings here. Anybody got anything?
Well, here's what I have to say. You know, it's a build-up. Here, let me emphasize that's a build-up by sprinkling little water from my fingertips at you. It's a build-up, a build-up, a build-up, a build-up. And then you just get to a point where you're just like, you know what? No.
You tell them to reach.
Well, here's what I'll say. The road less traveled is called Fountain. And most people take that, but I'm sorry, the sun sets quicker. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Suck on that. What were you talking about?
You can't have your cake and your feet, too. Is that how it goes? I don't think so.
So then we cut to Kyle with her fedora. She's like, oh, my God. Hats make me so happy. What else do I want, huh, River? Do I want more hats? I'm going away for a girls' trip. God, I love hats.
Kyle's still trying to make hats her thing. It's one of the saddest ongoing storylines in Bravo history.
I just want to live my life like a getaway, like a getaway.
I start dreaming of better days, better days. I'm just gonna let things go to a higher place, like a getaway.
So then we go to Kathy's house, and she set up donuts and fruit and tea. And so, you know, they're really doing this one up, right? So they've got champagne flutes, and Bose shows up because she's new. So she shows up first. That happens to every new housewife, except Dorit. I think Dorit was the only new housewife that's like, I'll be there 5 hours late.
I know. So Bose loves it. She loves this VIP treatment. You know, she's like, you know, you set the tone for the kind of trip that it's going to be right from the get-go. I work in marketing. I set the tone. So then everyone's arriving slowly but surely. Everyone's saying hello. Dorit is like, that's my girl, to Boz. And
so she goes, oh, look. Look how cute you are. I just got your message. And I was like, aw, you are so cute. She was like, please stop texting me. Why is this woman stalking me? Dorit's like, look. Let's show everybody how not problematic I am this season. Hey, Booze!
Yeah.
Please stop calling. Please.
Booze is like, last time I was with these women, fireworks. Boom, boom, boom. They were fighting. Are they going to continue fighting? Are there going to be different people fighting? Am I going to be fighting? I don't know what's about to happen. I was like, thank you for that complimentary tease, Booze. You really do work in marketing. She's like, coming up next, the fight. Okay, great.
I have such a big zit on my cheek. Everybody just ignore it. I just noticed it.
Okay.
So now we get more, Bose is just like, crazy fighting ladies. So then Kyle comes and everybody's like, oh my God, you look so pretty. Well, she didn't say that to Kyle. They were just like, hello, hello. But everybody else is like, oh my God, you look so great. And Kyle's like, oh my God, I'm so uneasy with this situation with Sarita. Like a part of me, I just want to like pull her aside, but like, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready for it.
Okay, well, we'll be patient. We'll wait for that moment, Kyle. So then she...
Have you noticed Kyle is doing this now with her hair, where she grabs both sides of her hair like this and kind of gives him a little tug like Vanderpump? I mean, she's really morphing.
But she does sort of have Lisa's hair right now this season. Mm-hmm. So then Kyle is like, oh my God, look at my bags. They're like, it's like Russian nesting dolls, look. And then so she has like a giant Birkin, which costs like $22,000, that she puts like a $35,000 bag, and then she puts another one that's like $30,000. She just stacks them all in there, like, oh my God, I can't believe I have all these bags. Huh. And Pose is like, I have never seen that. That's wild.
Kyle, you don't need Chirons to tell us how lonely you are. We just need to see your purse set up.
Yeah.
So then there's like ding ding ding, all the money that's being spent. And then Erica, you know, everybody's still saying how pretty everybody is because more people are coming. And then Sutton comes and she gets champagne and she's like, I have a Jolly Rancher in my mouth. They're like, wow, a Jolly Rancher with champagne? That's crazy. These ladies are nuts. Let me tell you something I've never seen. Someone with champagne and a Jolly Rancher. What are these ladies? Absolutely nutty.
Sutton's like, well, they seem to compliment each other. And then Kyle's like, oh my God, Sutton, we have the same bag. I love that one so much. And Sutton's like, same color. Like, yeah, exact same color. I mean, classic Kyle just sizing up bags, bragging that she has the same one. If she doesn't have it already, so she can brag about it, she's like, where did you get that? How much did you get that? I want that. Where do I get it? Every single time. It drives me nuts.
So then Dorit is just watching Kyle make small talk, and Erica's like,
so how are you feeling, Dorit?
She's like, oh, you know, Erica. Rough morning. Can Erica just catch a break, Dorit? Do you ever shut up? I mean, my God, can you just say fine? No, she's already had to hear about this for 30 minutes today. Just say, I'm doing fine, Erica. How about you? How's the duck in your pool? You know?
It was a very difficult morning, but I went into my kitchen and turns out there was a button for caring. I said I could use some caring. So I pressed the button and coffee came out. Turns out it was called a Keurig, not a caring button.
Oh!
So the kids were really upset when I left this morning.
She sat at her own story, spilling coffee on the counter because she thought she was going to get care out of a faucet.
The kids were just so upset when I left the house this morning. They've never seen me leave the house before.
The last time I saw PK, he told me he didn't want to talk 5 times a day. Can you believe it?
But I didn't think he would mean we wouldn't talk at all. Grace time is over. Sorry, just reliving my greatest hits from the season.
So then, by the way, I feel like we were not giving enough credit for when they showed it in the previous leaves, and maybe once this during the episode, that when Kyle was like, I think I deserve a little bit of grace. And Jerika's,
I think I did that for you, Kyle.
I just love when she said that.
I think I did that.
Kyle.
Grace time is over.
So she's upset because now she doesn't get to talk to PK and she's left her poor children. So then, Garcelle comes. Well, hello. Wow, you look pretty. Wow, you look pretty. Wow, you look pretty. Wow, you look pretty. And then Jennifer Tilly arrives and she's like,
oh, hello. Road trip. Champagne first thing in the morning. Look, everyone, it's a Louis Vuitton boat. Isn't it simply magnificent?
And she holds up a little Louis Vuitton. That's in the shape of a boat.
Well, we are going to Oceanside.
Oh. Well, Jennifer's holding up. It looks like a boat. It isn't. It's actually art. Very, very pricey.
Kyle's like, it's not art. If it were art, it would light up with neon and be in my foyer. Ugh, stupid. So we see that her boat thing costs $33,000. And she has all sorts of funky shit. Like all sorts of cool Louis Vuitton stuff that I've never seen before. So it's great. She's great. Everything she does is great. Even her accessories are great. I love her. I
got it. Like, those are very unique pieces. And I know, because I'm looking at them and I'm coveting my neighbor's goods. So I'm like, good damn it.
So the Sprinter van arrives, and they're all going to start piling in and everything. Kathy's like, I need my earplugs. And Son's like, well, you got to stop. You don't get out of talking to us with your earplugs in. So now they hop in, and now they're just like making small talk in there. And Garcelle, they toast and everything. They raise their glasses. And then Erica's like,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Say it. I have a question. Who was the biggest star you ever went on a date with?
And I thought she was asking Jennifer Tilly because they said Jennifer Tilly's face. And I would like to know because we've already heard Garcelle's. But Garcelle jumped in. She's like, Eddie Murphy, Will Smith, Sean Penn.
Everyone's like,
Vladimir Putin before it was problematic.
Bronson Pinchot. Mark Summers. Talk about a double dare.
Erica's like,
I didn't know about Sean Penn. Aren't you a little old for him? I mean,
well, it was when I was younger.
Well, at any age,
really. Don't you seem a little happy to be dating Sean Penn?
So Erica says this, which I think is ridiculous. She goes,
listen, I just want to know if Garcelle dated Eddie Murphy, Sean Penn, and Will Smith, why did she marry the man she married? Why not marry one of them? You know, I mean, that's what I would have done.
I'm like, how much do you know about these three gentlemen?
Yeah. And we know what you would have done. Okay. We've seen it.
Are you, first of all, who wants to marry Sean Penn? The guy is the most dour person on the planet. Will Smith has his own bag of issues. And Eddie Murphy, you know, maybe he's the best of the bunch there. I don't know.
Well, Eddie Murphy and Will Smith did get locked down, though. Sean Penn, I think he's been like married once, right? To Madonna. Who else has he been married to? Anybody?
I think
besides communism,
he's been married to self-importance.
Yeah. So I used to do these parties bi-yearly a couple of times a year, and he was always a guest there. And let me tell you, he dates some very young and very usually paid looking. So I'm not really sure.
Well, that's what's so funny about Sean Penn is that, like, as serious and as worldly as he is, he's still the same, just like Hollywood actor. He came to my college my senior year, and I was taking a film class, and he came and like talked to the class. There was like 12 of us in there, and the entire time he kept on like moving his fingers around, and like no one was, I just assumed it was like a twitch from drugs in the 80s or something. But then he was like, oh, sorry everyone, I'm just in character still from I Am Sam. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh really?
And then like, and then they like showed a movie he was in. I forget which one. And then after the movie, he was like, he did like a talk in like a performing arts center. And like Aaron Eckhart drove up to the campus also. So the two of them were just like sitting up there, and they just started smoking cigarettes in the performing arts center. And it was just like, so they were so stupid. I mean, like, it's like, oh, congratulations, you guys are Hollywood movie stars. You're going to smoke cigarettes indoors at like this performing arts center for like for college kids. I was like, get over yourselves.
That's pretty hilarious.
It's like,
but I love just doing so... this and being like, sorry, I'm still in character for I Am Sam.
Yeah. And then he went off, and the rumor is he then went off to one of the sororities and banged someone over there. So it's like,
of course.
Like, yeah. It's like, it's just like, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Pig. Of course.
Ridiculous.
So then Garcelle's like, okay, well, if you slept with a man that's now gay, take a sip. So people play this game. And then Jennifer Tilly's like,
if you slept with a man who had a crooked dick, take a sip. If you slept with Gina Gershon, take a sip.
They're like, what?
It's like, sorry, it's my movie.
So then they're talking about drink. Yeah, they take drinks for crooked dicks. By the way, this to me is a much better version of like a drinking game on Bravo, because it feels like it's actually an organic like drinking game moment. Like they're laughing, they're having fun, they're saying these things. It's also extremely quick. It's not like everyone's sitting at a dinner table and someone goes, who wants to play a game? I'll start. Never have I ever fucked Sean Penn.
Or it's usually like mean. It's like, okay, let me start a game.
How many husbands have cheated on you? Kyle, you go first. Who hates street the most? Sip, take a sip.
So now Jennifer's like,
so what's on the itinerary, Kathy?
And Kathy's like, well, we're going to get there. We're going to have a picnic lunch. We're going to play some games. And it'll be really fun. So they show up and everything. And the hotel is next to the Top Gun house. And the Top Gun house is the house that they filmed Top Gun in. And there's like a Tom Cruise lookalike sitting on the...
He really does look like him, too.
Really?
Just like him.
Great work.
I saw the preview for the new Tom Cruise Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise, you're not only saving millions of people this time, you're saving the entire world. And he's like, I'm going to show you how I'm going to save them. I'm going to run like this.
The next sequel should be called Mission Impossible Aging, because I'd like to see him conquer that one.
Why does Tom Cruise run in movies like Shannon Bedore tap dances in the opening of Real Housewives of Orange County?
They take a picture, and Bose is like, what? Wait, did Kathy order Tom Cruise? Because maybe she could have ordered somebody else. Next time I'm going to tell her, give me Idris, okay? And that's on my order. I invented him. So, Erica's like,
wait, did Garcelle take a Tom Cruise? Because that would have been a real loss.
I love that Erica wants Garcelle to date all these men in Hollywood who have had just scandal after scandal.
She's just picking all the most horrible people.
I'm like, what? She needs to fix this. She needs to update her references a little bit.
Yeah. So they all pose for a picture with fake Tom. And then next, my lifestyle popping bottom to the top. Worries I be dropping. You won't ever chop me. Am I clear? Damn right. Am I clear? Trixie, is that a new song, or are you just yelling at the waiter?
I think she needs a defibrillator. I mean, like, she's not making any sense. Is she smelling burnt toast? So, poor Trixie, someone help her.
So they go. It's a beautiful hotel. Then we see their rooms are very pretty. This episode is very much like everybody just compliments their clothes and oohs and ahs and drives really rich cars and then compliments the hotel room. It's a brochure episode, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, look, rich. And then people are like, oh my God, it's a return to just fabulous rich women being rich and fabulous.
Yeah. So everyone's getting arranged in their rooms. Jennifer Tilly, arranges her purses on a bench, and she's like,
I like my hotel room to look like a store.
So then Dorit is, she has slippers that say Fashion Girl embroidered on them, and she FaceTimes the kids, and she's like,
kids, all the girls are going to the beach. I've got to change so I can call you then. Please stop crying. Mommy will be home soon enough.
They're like, yeah, we're okay, Mom. It's okay.
Yeah. Wait, is that somebody dancing on my countertops?
No, Mommy.
Partying over there. Sorry, I've just lost a load on your countertops. Hand me another bottle, Pete.
I was told the floor is lava, and I take those words very seriously. So until we get some further clarification, I'm only going to be on the kitchen islands.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I'm Lindsey Graham, host of Wondery's show American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, entrepreneur Lou Pearlman becomes the mastermind behind two of the biggest pop groups in the world, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He also oversees a sprawling business empire that includes a charter jet company, restaurants, and real estate. But Perlman's successful facade crumbles after he's sued by the boy bands for siphoning millions from them. And soon, investigators discover that Perlman is keeping his empire afloat through an even more devious scheme. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest seasons only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with. Listen to the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, ladies and germs, boys and girls. The Grinch is back again to ruin your Christmas season with Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. After last year, he's learned a thing or two about hosting, and he's ready to rant against Christmas cheer and roast his celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. You can listen with the whole family as guest stars like Jon Hamm, Brittany Broski, and Danny DeVito try to persuade the mean old Grinch that there's a lot to love about the insufferable holiday season. But that's not all. Somebody stole all the Children of Whoville's letters to Santa, and everybody thinks the Grinch is responsible. It's a real Whoville whodunit. Can Cindy Lou and Max help clear the Grinch's name? Grab your hot cocoa and cozy slippers to find out. Follow Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Unlock weekly Christmas mystery bonus content and listen to every episode ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
So now they're getting changed for the beach, and Trixie Monocle sings another song. She's like, "Excuse me, you should bend the knee. Don't you know I'm California royalty?"
Which is followed up by the main chorus, which is, "I'm a princess, baby. I'm a princess. I'm a princess, baby. I'm a princess."
Which I like that it's not "I'm the queen" anymore. Because usually it's like, "I'm a queen. I'm a queen. I'm a queen and a queen." Now it's "I'm a princess." She's like demoting herself.
I know. She's like, "I'm waiting to ascend to the crown, but I'm third in line because I'm a princess. And I have brothers.
How do I kill all my brothers? How do I kill all my brothers? I can behead one, I can poison another, I can hang one from the second floor." Whoa, Trixie. Getting dark over there.
"I hate being on the fourth horse in the parade. I want to be the first horse, but I'm the fourth because I'm the princess and I have three brothers."
"I was the queen, but the queen is dead. And now the queen is reincarnated. Gotta work for it again.
They were gonna make me queen, but unfortunately I was at Wagga Mama and I missed the call, so I'm on deck yet again.
I ordered the queen, but I gave the wrong number, so now I'm just a princess."
"I called up the castle and I said, 'Make me the queen,' and instead I got a mattress, because accidentally I called Casper. Anyway, still a princess, still a princess."
Trixie's just losing her mind. So now everyone's gathering in the lobby and it's just going, "Oh my God, you look so cute. Oh my God, you look so cute. Oh my God, you look so cute. Aren't these crazy ladies insane?" And then now they go to the beach and there's like a beautiful arrangement outside for them to sit at the beach with a table and umbrellas, and it's gorgeous. And Kyle's like, "My sister is so extra. Like, I mean, I feel like she brought her living room to the beach."
And then Kyle places an order for a drink and she goes, "I'm gonna have the Hermes, whatever that is, just like no alcohol." "I can't believe you can just order a bag here at the restaurant." Like, "No, Kyle, it's a specialty cocktail and it does have alcohol."
She's even trying to compete with people's purses on the drink menu.
Yeah. So Erica's like,
do you have a drink called Settin's Birkin? I would love that.
And then Kyle's like, I'm sorry, Erica's like, "Well, I'm going to limit my cocktails to two because I'm going to have one now and one at dinner because otherwise it gets real loose." And we get a flashback.
"Whoa, everybody, whoa, everybody, whoa, whoa, everybody, whoa. It's a whale. It's a whale out there."
"Kathy, it's not a whale. It's a poor person on a surfboard. Oh,
Carol,
sorry.
Carol, come back.
Carol's riding my banana. How did she do that?" So they are served some food and Jennifer's like, "Everything tastes better when you're sitting on a beach under a canopy, am I right?" And Kathy's like,
"Oh yeah, I know. It tastes even better when you just have servants serving you."
"So, well, I'll tell you, I feel much better because earlier I was having such a breakdown. Oh, it was so difficult." Those is like, "Oh God, why?" And then we see flashback Dorit talking to Erica and saying, it's the first time my kids have been there without mommy, which we all know is a goddamn lie. Girl, we've been watching you on this show for many, many years now. You leave the kids all the fucking time. What are you talking about? They've got like 10 nannies.
Well, PK, he ended up getting an apartment. And when I tried to talk to him about it, he was like, he didn't want to talk about it. And then a few days later, I found out that in the process of him wanting to get an apartment, he got an apartment. Can you believe it?
And she's basically saying, we agreed that we were going to agree on things. And, you know, him getting an apartment that my kids are going to have to go stay in without me getting approval is not cool. The thing is, he doesn't want your kids to stay there. I mean, isn't his whole thing like, I want to go party, leave the kids at home. And fuck the kids. Can we send the kids to boarding school? She's like, no. He's like, please. No. He's like, fine. I'll move out into a non. Because you know this house is like the floors are covered in nails. You know? Yep. He's like, welcome to my home. We've got dirty nails all over the floor. It's just part of the artwork. Don't worry about it. I can't bring the kids here. All right, then. Don't twist my arm. Goodbye.
I guess you'll have to keep the kids at your place all the time. Oh, well. Yeah. So she's just going on and talking about it and saying how it just was too impulsive for her, etc. And so she and Bose were talking about it. And then the other woman, Garcelle, like he listens in, and then Garcelle's like, are we not included in this conversation? She's kind of like, hello, we're trying to shoot a scene here. Can you try to open it up to the table?
Because Dorit is doing that thing where she's like, let me talk very privately just to you, Bose. Everybody can hear every single thing she's saying, but she won't look at anybody else, you know.
So Erica's like, oh, okay, well, she's talking about PK, and I don't think things are going well, so they were getting along, but now, you know, now they're not, and there's kids and stuff. You know, it's typical, like, divorce, blah, 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 blah. Does anybody want to ask about the car?
So Sutton's like, well, I've been through divorce. We know, Sutton. And I'm rich as hell. We know, girl. I don't need nothing. You know, I open my store with nothing. Put a nickel in my pocket and a stick of gum in my mouth. Then I said, you know what? I don't want you gum. I'm doing this to myself. And I spit it out because I'm an independent woman.
And then Jennifer Tilly weighs in and she's like, oh, it's very stressful. It's awfully stressful. And then she tells us that her ex was Sam Simon, who created The Simpsons. And you think this is going to – I think this is going to be like a sad monologue because she's like, I was married to him for 7 years, and we were together for about 10 years. And then we got divorced, and I got a piece of The Simpsons in the divorce settlement. And nobody knew The Simpsons was going to go on for millions and millions of years. So honestly, every day I'm like, thank you, Sam.
I'm like, well, that really worked out for you. Also, go Jennifer Tilly negotiating for a part of The Simpsons. Oh, my God, mother. Wow.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah, well, actually, it was a sad story because I don't know if they cut this part out or what, but he's passed away. He passed away in 2015. So I guess it is sad. Yeah. So he died in Pacific Palisades at 59 years old. What happened to Sam Simon? Let's see. He had terminal colon cancer, colorectal cancer. That's so sad.
I actually do remember that. Well, that is sad.
He bequeathed his $100 million estate to various charities that he actively supported during his lifetime. That's crazy. Wow. So, yeah, she's got money.
She's got money.
So then Carol shows up with giant Kathy faces taped to sticks. They're like, oh, my God. Kathy, what is this game? You were so extra, Kathy. And she's like, oh, my God. They're all Kathy. I'm ready to be Kathy. I'll do it. So they all have to be Kathy faces for this game.
Yeah, and now it's just like silliness. They're going to do like a relay race. So they do a relay race and it's like funny. And they have to race around Muhammad. I don't know that Muhammad is both the chief of staff for Kathy, but also like the posts in the sand that they have to race around.
It is funny. It's just the sentence is funny. And Carol's like, all right, everybody, you're going to circle around Muhammad. Right? Yeah.
And when you pass me, you got to drop a dollar in the bucket. Don't ask any questions. Just do it.
We're taking canned foods and pants. If anybody has any pants, I'm just looking for a new pair. So they're playing these games, and it actually is a really funny scene watching. I was cracking up watching it. And then Dorit keeps falling down after being like, I'm one competitive bitch. Nobody's going to take me down.
She keeps falling on her face over and over.
It's very again. Big Brother whenever they're like, oh yeah, this hanging on to a hot dog competition. I was born for this. Nobody's going to beat me at this because it's my turn to win. And now it's my turn to be head of household. Finally, here I am taking the every single time.
What's actually kind of interesting now looking back at this flashback is that it's actually a subtle foreshadowing for something later in the episode, because we see an example of Dorit being competitive and they're biking in carts, and Kyle is saying in the flashback, how the hell does Dorit not work out and get ahead of us in the biking cart? And then we see that Teddy and Dorit are pedaling together, and Dorit yells at Teddy, goes, gotta win, Teddy, gotta win. I'm like, well, it's the backstory for why Dorit was a little quiet in the flashback we see later on in the episode. Teddy didn't pedal fast enough.
And it all goes back to Teddy, who is somehow still getting mentioned on this show as if she's a main cast member. Stop trying to make Teddy happen. Stop it.
So they are racing, falling over. They also wind up playing Duck Duck Goose, and which they're all kind of like, okay. Jennifer Tilly's like,
I'm a professional poker player, but usually when I'm with my friends and we play games, they're a little bit more sophisticated. But okay, Duck Duck Goose, here I come.
So Kyle's like, Kathy is sometimes, stuck in a nursery rhyme book about whatever. And Kathy's like, I'd rather be trapped in a nursery rhyme book than in real life. And so then we see Duck Duck Goose, which, why did this make me laugh so hard? I was cracking up watching this. It was really funny watching this stupid thing. So then...
That's hard in the sand, by the way. I think Duck Duck Goose in the sand is hard because you got to like jump up and get traction right away and start running. And like that sand is not going to help you there.
Yeah. Sand is bad.
My color commentary.
Oceanside, California. Now more Trixie. She's like, we lit. Yeah, we lit. Yeah, we lit. We're going to turn the party till the sun comes up. Yeah, we lit. We lit. We lit. I'm a princess in a bush. A bush is lit. Oh my God, the bush is on fire. Can I go on break now?
I'm a princess next to Tom Cruise, but it's not Tom Cruise. It's just a strange man in aviators, because I'm a princess. I'm a princess. Ladies and gentlemen, Berlin. No. No. I know it's Tom Cruise's house next door, but it's actually Trixie Monaco, not Berlin.
How did you get Tom Cruise's teeth? You're not Tom Cruise. Someone found Tom Cruise and gave him back his teeth. Poor Tom. Poor Tom.
Let's see. Everybody's getting ready to go out. And Bose FaceTimes her daughter. And they're talking about her last day of school. And she's like, well, I had quite a day myself, girl. We had a relay race over here. Guess who won? And she's like, I'm assuming it's you, mother. Or either that or you lost and you are now buying the beach and having it demolished.
Right on both fronts.
I invented demolishing. So then now we're in Sutton's room, and Sutton and Jennifer are getting ready. And Sutton's like, well, we still have to address the silent conversation on the other side of the table.
God. Yeah. This is so Sutton to be like, we are going to discuss people not talking to us at the end of the table. Do you understand me? Because I'm from the South, and I'm going to teach people manners.
We are going to address the fact that two people at our table were having a normal conversation at a normal tone of voice at one side of the table. That's just not appropriate for reality TV.
And you can tell Jennifer's really her friend because she's just like,
oh, that was weird. Yeah.
She goes, well, I mean, it was not only weird. It's just like, it just exploded everyone.
Oh, it was really strange.
Like literally nothing was weird about it.
No, she just knows how to give the reaction that Sutton's looking for.
Oh, Sutton!
Oh. Yeah. And Garcelle's like, well, it feels like, you know, Bose doesn't have any history with Dorit, so she can be completely open and tell her everything, which in a way is good for Dorit, but at the same time, we want to get to know Bose too. She's like, stop hogging Bose. She's cool. We want her to be, like, you don't get to glom onto her. We want to be best friends with her instead.
Yeah, Dorit's doing that thing like when there's a new guy or a girl, like a new staff member on Below Deck, and everybody's like, they're mine, you know? And she's totally doing that. So now we're going to have a conversation about why people are whispering at So stupid. Okay, so then we go to Dorit's room, and Eric and Dorit. Erica probably is like, why am I stuck with Dorit? Literally all the time. So Dorit's clipping on some earrings, and she's like, you know, Erica, I have to address the elephant in the room. She's like, me? No! My vagina? No! But I don't care, really. I don't.
No, by the elephant, I mean the other earring. You know, it's just, if you see the other earring, you can see it's just a much better earring. Come look at this earring. Look at it, look at it, look at this earring, Erica. This is the most beautiful earring you've ever seen, has it not?
I like, she sees that, she has a hoop on. She goes, no, no, Erica, do you see it? Hold on. You switch it out to this ding. Oh, look at that, Erica. Isn't life better now?
Erica's like, all right, you know, I don't give a fuck. Why am I stuck with Dorit? Is there anybody else on this show? Can we finally get a gay man on this show so I have somebody to talk to? This is fucking ridiculous. Bring the duck. Can we bring the duck on the show?
So now the women gather downstairs at the bar, which is like, oh, you look at, you're gorgeous. Oh, look at this. Beautiful. Wow. What are you? This is gorgeous. Should we have a tequila? You look beautiful. All the good stuff. Oh, like, you look great. No, you look great. As usual. And then eventually, once they're all gathered, then Kathy ushers them outside to this table, and Quan, the maitre d', goes, well, we have an amazing experience waiting for you. Best table in the house. And they sit down at this table. That's like in an intersection. Did you notice that? They're like, it's the best table in the house. And the background, two streets, a traffic light, and more pedestrians than you've ever seen in California. Just, it was like the Today Show set. Like, so many people walking by and cars. I was like, this is real. It's nighttime. Okay, maybe during the day you have a nice view of the ocean. But at nighttime, all you're looking at are taillights and baseball caps.
Well, they're doing that so they'll get the customers in there, because there's nobody in there. So they're like, oh, hi, sit on the boardwalk, would you? Just have a TV crew filming. So he's like, we have a beautiful 5-course menu showcasing Baja-style cuisine. Okay. Little mocktail to toast with everybody, Kyle. And she's like, oh my God, thank you for saying mocktail really loudly. Okay, do you have any non-alcoholic beer too? Like, sure, Kyle.
So, still waiting on my Hermes bag, by the way. Can you tell the waiter from lunch? Thank you so much.
So Jennifer is like, why don't you make a toast, Kyle? And Kyle's like, to Kathy, my beautiful sister, thank you so much for bringing us all together. Nothing goes unnoticed, and I laughed so hard today. Like, literally so hard. It was, like, so funny being so happy, even though Mo moved out. It's really depressing. Anybody want to ask me about Mo? Now's your chance. So, no? Okay.
They all like, cheers, yay, that was really nice. Okay, now let's have a lovely dinner. Oh, can I also say something else? Can I say something else? Of course you can, Kyle. I do want to say that, Dorit, I don't know when you and I are going to speak, but I would like to have a conversation because I don't want there to be awkwardness. And she's like, well, obviously you and I did not leave in a place, you know, we didn't finish it. It feels like we barely got started. And I think that's important that we address the elephant in the room because the elephant's been there too long.
No, it's not you, Erica. It's my vagina. No, Erica. I don't care that I'm out of this conversation.
The elephant has been there way too long. And quite frankly, grace time is over, elephant.
So Kathy's like, is there an elephant here? It's like, Kathy, Carol, branding manager, get over here and brand that. That one was pretty good. That one was good, guys.
Carol, I got you this little plastic trunk. Just attach it to your nose and swing it around a little bit. Look at that. Look, Carol's the elephant now. Okay. Keep that on for a week, would you?
Sutton's like, when elephants get angry, they are very dangerous animals. I don't want to be around angry elephants. Do you remember that elephant that saw a woman kill another elephant and he remembered that woman? And then went to her village and trampled that woman. I don't want to be that woman.
By the way, elephants are badass, and that's my favorite elephant story ever. Is that some lady helped kill an elephant, and that elephant's mother remembered that woman and came back to her village and killed her ass. I love that. Don't fuck with elephants.
Okay? Oh, I love
Team Elephant.
I love an elephant with a vendetta. So, Dorit's like, okay, well, Kyle, everyone knows things are going on between you and I, and everybody knows that at a certain party, you and I had a conversation that got heated, and then you stormed off because you're an immature little rat.
I was like, and then we see the flashback to that, and
So Dorit explains it to us as if we haven't been watching this. She's like, Coyle and I had a little start at the surrealism party, but that conversation was very one-sided and it didn't get anywhere. So now I finally have a chance to tell Coyle what I feel in front of everybody again. So she needs to understand the depth and the hurt of my pain.
Wait a minute, you've got a deep pain?
My pain, Erica.
How deep is your pain, Dorit?
My pain!
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but I love pain.
Dre's time is over. So she says, you know, I heard that you were upset and why you thought it was okay for you to publicly say that I exaggerated our friendship.
And Carl's like, I was reacting to the way I felt like I was being treated by you.
And she goes, well, but the BravoCon, I mean, you said you were really, really hurt. And I thought, gee, I mean, I have to go back and see it because, you know, you said it's public. And I thought, gee, I must have been so terrible to Coyle. And then I showed it to Erica and I showed it to Kathy. And I mean, my favorite Richard sister. And I said, Erica, you know, Erica was not surprised, but was actually quite surprised that it was so tame.
Yeah, so she's bringing Erica into it now. And Erica's like, oh, God damn it. Kyle's like, well, what do you mean surprise? And I think she thought it was going to be worse. Like, it was clearly a joke, Coyle. It's like, no, but that was just like one of the little pieces. Because like, there's like so many pieces to this puzzle. It's like not just that. It's like a lot of things. Like, it's hard for me to list them right now, but it's like a lot of things. So, I mean, yeah. Yeah. So she's saying,
here comes Kyle's big guns.
What's that?
I was going to say, here come Kyle's big guns. Everyone get ready.
Yeah. Hold it down. Yeah, it's like so many more things. I mean, it's like tick, tick. I mean, enough already. Enough ticks. So she says, okay, well, I was really offended by the way that man said that comment about Teddy. And then so we see a flashback to BravoCon when that dude is like, my question is for Kyle. Why do you keep thrusting Teddy on these women when they clearly don't like her? Girl, you're trying to make fetch happen. And I just want to know why. And it's like, I'm not trying to make Teddy happen. She's just very much happening in our lives, right, guys?
So then Kyle says, back to present, you know, you're Teddy's friend and you've always been friends and you wouldn't say anything because it's not the popular thing to say. And you're worried about what people are going to think. Like, what? This is why you're going to distance yourself from Dorit, is because Dorit didn't jump in on a question that was directed towards you, Kyle, by the way. And Dorit's like, Kyle, I am not you. That's you. That's always been you. Which Dorit is correct, because Kyle is always afraid of giving an unpopular answer.
Yeah. So, but I mean, not really, because she's still friends with Teddy. I mean, that's one of the most unpopular housewives of all time, you know, and she got rid of Vanderpump, who's also one of the most popular. So, yeah, but I do see what you mean. Yeah, she was like a popularity whore for sure. And I think she saw both of those people as kind of standing in her way. You know what I mean? Like Teddy, not Teddy, but Vanderpump. So anyway, I mean, obviously, it's not like a deep thing to say, but Kyle, let me see. Yeah, so Dorit's standing up to her, but she's like, no, it's not. And so clearly, Kyle is not mad at anything tangible. Right. At least that she's willing to share. Kyle's making some shit up. She's obviously mad about something else that she won't share. Probably all the people you like liking Dorit more in real life. But Dorit's like, well, listen, Kyle, I'm the one who tells you, don't pay attention, Coyle. I don't give a flying if what anyone's opinion is. Oh, so that's why you looked at me and like went like this and like shrugged.
Where's the footage of that? There was no footage of that. She didn't do that. She just shook her head.
Like, you didn't want to speak up for Teddy?
This is such a weak argument. The fact that this is where Kyle is leaning in on, I mean, it's both of them are incredibly weak, but like to think that this is supposed to bolster the initial weak argument is laughable. So Dorit says, well, I didn't want to speak up or draw any more attention to that guy, even though he was quite hilarious. And the comment he made, I mean, it's not my business. And if all of this is because I didn't stick up for Teddy, and Kyle's like, are you not listening? It's all the little pieces. Little pieces. Okay. And you know what? The final for me was when you showed my text to everybody. I'm like, Kyle, you sent that text to be shown. You wanted that text to be read out loud, that you made an effort to try to like to show that you're a really good friend to Dorit. It was intended to be public, but Dorit put it in public with a totally different context that you did not like, because the context exposed you for being the manipulator that you are.
Yeah. And so this was the text where Kyle sends a wall of text saying, you know, we've been friends for a long time, so maybe we shouldn't fight at the reunion. We can work it out later, because, like, we shouldn't lose friends over this. When she had been, you know, as Dorit says, she's been ignoring me for months, and now, the night before the reunion, I have to make nice with that Lou. No, it just doesn't work for me. And so she's like, well, Coyle, I've never, ever, nor would I ever, ever share something that you would confide in me about.
Well, I don't think you are that person. I don't. Okay. And you know who else isn't that person? Teddy. Why don't you stand up for Teddy more?
She's like, well, you spent the last few months making sure every little talk show and radio show about everything that you do, you made sure they knew every single thing. And you're making sure you are painting me as that girl?
So then we see clips of Kyle being like, I don't know where I am with Dorit. I just don't know. And on Kelly Ripa's podcast being like, well, I saw that she read my text message on camera and I've never been so hurt. I just cried. I cried. It was like a punch in the gut to me. It was so hurtful.
Kyle going everywhere to lead a smear campaign against Dorit because she read a text message on camera. So... Dorit's like,
and that was the most hurt that you've ever been in 13 years by any friend ever in the entire world. Really, Kyle?
Well, 9 out of 10 Ericas agree. It was very crazy, Kyle.
Wait, what are we talking about? Your pain again?
No, Erica. I'm out.
Well, Dorit, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. Can you let me talk?
Dorit's like, it's okay, Kyle. It's time for you to fucking listen.
Dun, 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 dun. To be continued.
And everybody at the table is kind of like, oh, God, here we go. And I think the audience, too. I mean, this is episode 3. This is just, we get it. Well, Dorit's mad, and Kyle's never going to admit to anything. But it is funny watching somebody just stand up to Kyle, and then Kyle having to come up with new excuses over and over that are just lies. She's like come up with 5 now.
Yeah, I love it. I love Dorit standing up to Kyle. I love Kyle just not having any good reason for why she's turned on Dorit. It's so feeble. Watching Kyle flail is so wonderful. The only thing that's like sad about it is just knowing that they are inevitably going to become friends again, because that's what they always do.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. We've got a big week coming up, including Sold on SLC coming out this week and premiering on our Patreon. So go join there. And also, don't forget to get tickets for the Golden Crappy Awards and all of our live show tour stops. They just went on sale. They are at watchwhatcrappens.com. It's going to be a really fun tour this winter and spring. We cannot wait to see you guys. Go get your tickets right now. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt. Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no less namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
Hava Nagila Weber. Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's Our Favorite Streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Bringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She Gets an A from Us, it's Lindsay D. Let's Give a Kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
We Love Her on the Rocks, it's Melissa Cox. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
The highest tally, it's Sarah McNally.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're Taking the Gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose. Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rochelle.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.